local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
One day closer to the weekend, a happy Thursday to you. It is December 7th, 2023. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thanks as always so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day, getting you home safe, hopefully with a little bit of information and entertainment as well. That's what we like to do around here. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Austin, as always, good to see you today. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. I imagine you are jacked up for tonight.
I cannot wait.
Steelers and the Patriots. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in our sports update. Weather, plenty of that here. We got some rain returning to the forecast later on tomorrow night, it appears, making for a wet Saturday at least, possibly Sunday as well. And then another cool spell coming in. So meteorologist Joe Neubauer sitting in the chair for us today. Certainly appreciate him as well. Top three stories to start us off here on our full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Today marks 2 months since the Israel-Hamas war began. Israel says its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of the region, who is believed to be hiding underground. This comes as Palestinian civilians are fleeing the fighting at Israel's request, but some warn that there is nowhere safe to go and supplies are quickly running out. Israel's security have warned that the security cabinet, rather, have approved an increase in supplies in order to avoid a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza as well. The shooter who killed three people at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas yesterday was apparently a college professor. Law enforcement sources say the suspect was a 67-year-old career college professor who had unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. The shooting started just before noon local time yesterday on the fourth floor of the UNLV Business School building. And also, the top Democrat in the House, Akeem Jeffries, says it's totally unacceptable for Congress to leave town for the holidays without passing aid for Ukraine.
Extreme MAGA Republicans in the House and the Senate would rather side with the pro-Putin forces in this country than America's national security interests.
Yeah, and he says both Ukraine and Israel are in existential fights directly related to U.S. national security. This comes after Republican senators blocked President Biden's request for aid on Wednesday. That's a look at our top three stories today. It's 4:10. Taking a look at what's been a busy day here locally as well. So, of course, yesterday we had the bomb threat on NAS Pensacola yesterday morning. Today, a bomb threat at Pensacola High School this afternoon. This happened at around noon today. Pensacola police were quick to respond. Here is PPD spokesman Mike Wood.
The school is evacuated. We have a bomb detection dog or explosive detection dog that responded to the scene that cleared the building, and students were let back in, and the rest of the day was resumed as normal.
And Wood also, because of course the obvious question would be on a day after the bomb threat on NAS Pensacola, was there any connection whatsoever? He says that there was not. Also, about an hour and a half ago, there was a bank robbery on the southwest side of town. Scambia Sheriff's Office saying this happened at the Penn Air Credit Union on Softly Field Road. They had cupcakes over there, and I've got like a little piece of cupcake lodged in my throat there. So this happened at the Penn Air Credit Union, Softly Field Road, at around 2:45 this afternoon. We have posted images of the suspect on our News Radio Facebook page. So far, he has not been caught. Went into the bank, allegedly approached the teller, demanded money. He is seen wearing a black hooded jacket. The hood is over his head. Black sunglasses, and a white mask. So if you have any information on that, if you see anybody that matches that description, you can look at those pictures and give Crime Stoppers or the Escambia Sheriff's Office a call. We had a lot of calls into both us and our sister station, Cat Country, word of dozens of squad cars, so you knew something was going on in that area. So we appreciate our listeners out there doing, keeping our eyes out there. We certainly appreciate it. So the city of Milton will be purchasing 21 new tasers for their police department. That request was made by Police Chief Tony Tyndall, who says that since 2005, officers have been using taser models M26 and X26.
The M26 model was discontinued. We converted to the X26 model. The X26 model has been discontinued, and we've been able to purchase refurbished ones during the past several years. Now the refurbished X26 is no longer available, and Taser no longer provides technical support for this model.
That from the committee meeting on Monday. So the department will switch to the more modern Taser 7 model. The city council voted unanimously to buy the tasers at a cost of $59,650. This week, State Representative Alex Andrade formally filing his bill that he hopes will crack down on Escambia County's panhandling problem. House Bill 759 is dubbed the Solicitation of Contributions Act. According to the bill, an individual would be prohibited from approaching the operator or any other occupant in a vehicle for the purpose of panhandling. In addition, it would also do away with panhandling within 50 feet of a bus stop, bank, or ATM, and within 100 feet of a child care facility or K-4 through 12 school. If passed by the Florida legislature, it would take effect July 1st of 2024. A big discussion for the Escambia County Commissioners today, actually a couple, having to do, number one, with the OLF 8 property. So about a month ago, a little before, I think it was 3 weeks, there was a letter of intent that was sent to the county from Beulah Town Center LLC to buy 375 acres of the property for $20 million. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Ragosh says that while the offer did follow the spirit of the master plan, it falls short in other areas.
Obviously, the price. I think we need a little bit more up front. I don't like the 12-month due diligence period. I think a little more earnest money needs to be put up, and I think it needs to go hard in a shorter period of time. I think there's a request for a rezoning to agricultural to get out from under paying taxes. I don't know that I'd have an appetite to do that.
So at this morning's agenda review meeting, they discussed that and ultimately told the LLC developers to revise their offer and come back. And a big part of this also is not just that the money was a little low for Bragosh's taste, but also that with the 375 acres proposed purchase there, that would not leave enough acreage for the county to retain for the purpose of job creation. Of course, we've covered this before, is that the county wants 250 acres to hold on to. So that was another part of the offer there. 4:15 right now. We'll get some more headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are heading southbound on South Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Dog Track Road, we've got some pretty heavy traffic backing up there. Also, if you are on Pine Forest Road, traveling either north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, that one, as it usually does, is giving us some issues. If you're also traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, you can expect to get backed up there. And speaking of North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, that's a little bit backed up. But what's even worse is if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, that is getting pretty backed up as well. As for Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And once again, another usual hitter. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street towards downtown Milton, trying to come over Blackwater River, that is heavily backed up at the moment also.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Right now it is 58 degrees. It's going to be about 52 for the low, so not too bad tonight. Cloudy skies and kind of mixture of rain and clouds coming into the picture over the next couple of days. The other major discussion that the Escambia County Commissioners are taking up has to do with the DOMES facility. If you're not familiar, the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, they are looking to build a new one in Santa Rosa County, with each county, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Walton, and Escambia, helping to pay for a portion of the construction cost because that is the four-county area that this serves. And there's been a lot of consternation, I guess would be the word, from Escambia County leaders on this because they don't want it to leave from Escambia County and go to Santa Rosa County because Escambia County has the most autopsies of the four counties. It appears, though, that based on the work that's been done, kind of the dealings and finding an agreeable solution here, that it looks like the Escambia County Commissioners will tonight vote to advance this. The other three counties had already agreed to do that. Escambia County was the holdout. So it looks like that will be moving forward now. So that's some good news as far as DOMES and getting the new facility up there. Also, the panhandling thing. So we talked about that Andrade is filing a bill at the state level, but here locally, Escambia County leaders are going to be voting on the ordinance, the new pedestrian and roadway safety law, which would essentially target panhandlers in medians and interfering with traffic.
I'd say it's tomato, tomato. I think we're kind of saying the same thing. And, you know, if somebody, like I think we've talked about this before, somebody's standing on the sidewalk and they're holding a sign, well, they can do that.
Right.
Now, can they walk out to the cars and can they start screaming, hollering at the motorists as they're sitting at the traffic light? What other kinds of behaviors? I think that's going to be a problem for them.
That's Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno there, as the city has unveiled a similar ordinance proposal, slightly different approach, targeting the interaction with vehicles instead of the location of the panhandler there. So that's what Moreno was talking about specifically. 420 right now, we will take our first break this hour. Back with state and national headlines on a Thursday. Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we are celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Yes, it's Christmas. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:25 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. Brought to you by Coastal Machinery Company with over 40 years into business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview. So looking at traffic here, once again in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Right now, really the worst one in Pensacola, to no surprise to anyone, is Pine Forest Road. Traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. But beyond that, traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway is giving us a little bit of trouble. And North Davis Highway itself, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road and southbound towards Olive, are still causing some minor hiccups there. But other than that, nothing that should be too crazy at the moment. As for Santa Rosa County, we are still experiencing some heavy congestion if you're traveling westbound trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton on Caroline Street. That area is still backed up. And a little bit further west, if you're traveling towards Glover Lane on Caroline Street, expect some issues there as well.
Cold weather moves out for now. Friday, a little bit easier to deal with. Low temperatures on Friday morning only in the 50s, and high temperatures on Friday near the 70s. We'll have also a small chance for rain, about 20%, spotty showers throughout the day. Higher rain chance on Saturday with highs about 73 degrees. Rain chance on Saturday sits at about 50%. Showers and thunderstorms possible. The highest chance for rain will be Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. A reminder, the text line open 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Texter had a question, and it was a good one because I did not know the answer until I looked it up.
Really?
So we have the Pensacola Christmas parade on Saturday, right? And, of course, there was a lot of consternation last weekend because there were, what, three scheduled parades and none of them had makeup dates. And so, you know, frustration, understandably so, but there's nothing you can do about the weather. So Texter was interested to know if there was a makeup date in case Pensacola's parade gets rained out. There is not one. So that is the official news there. That so one time shot here. It's at 5:30. It kind of looks like timing this out that the rain is mainly, what, Saturday night, I think. But although, you know, shower, 60% chance, you know, in the afternoon. I don't know. I mean, I think given the, you know, the lack of parades that, you know, sure, they'll try to do everything they can to
they're going
to
be all
make
the
sure
driven.
That they can get it in. Maybe it's, you know, starts at a different time. I would also say that on the Facebook page, their Facebook page, Pensacola Christmas there, they said that an announcement would be made by 1 on Saturday. So if you're planning on coming down downtown Saturday for the parade, keep an eye on social media there. And on our Facebook pages, we'll certainly share and pass that along once we know as well. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, lawmakers are trying again to impose annual fees for electric car owners. The State Senate Transportation Committee backed a proposal that would require the owners to pay a $200 registration fee to try to offset potential losses in gas tax. Drivers would then pay $25 to $50 a year, depending on their car.
And what's being described as a new era in gaming is beginning in Florida. Craps, roulette, and in-person sports betting debuts today at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Tribe will launch the games on Friday at its Tampa Casino and on Monday at several other locations. The launch comes after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the state's 2021 deal with the state to offer online sports betting in Florida.
Also, first-time claims for unemployment benefits are up in the state. Labor Department says initial filings rose to about 5,900 last week. That's about that's up from about 4,000 the prior week.
And the College Board is revising the framework for its AP African American Studies course months after it became the target of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other state officials. The new framework, officially launching in the 24-25 school year, excludes topics like the Black queer experience, but still mentions the Black Lives Matter movement and former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's protest against police brutality during the national anthem as areas for further study.
Question for you.
What's that?
So we had the debate last night,
yeah,
and I know how many viewers there was. I'm going to ask you your best guess on how many.
Ah, jeez. Last night I said 1.4 million.
Yeah.
Is that over or under?
It's over. It's over. There, wow. There is a reason why we are not professional odds makers. now, it was a big drop off from NBC, as we expected, but it was about 4 million. Just over 4 million people watching the News Nation debate on News Nation and CW Network. So 47% drop from the third one in Miami. So, you know, either that's just people have heard everything they want to hear, or they didn't know where News Nation was and didn't have it or whatever. But so it was about 4 million was the viewership from last night.
When I asked over or under and you said over, I thought you meant I guessed too high when I said 1.4
million. Oh, yeah,
I was about to say, how little people watch this? But okay, now I
get
you.
No. Yeah, we were a little low on that. So if you would have gotten the over on our odds, we'd be bankrupt as a news radio casino right now.
Yes.
4:30 right now, we will take a break for our Fox News update, back with national headlines, and I'm going to try to make Austin sell me, like he's Wolf of Wall Street, sell me on watching this Steelers-Patriots game tonight.
I will.
News. I'm Tom Regani. An emergency spending bill to send billions of dollars for the war efforts in Israel and Ukraine has been blocked by Senate Republicans. They want funding for tougher measures to control immigration at the southern border. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I will not go back to South Carolina and try to explain why I helped Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel and did nothing to secure our own border.
President Biden says he wants to get the $110 billion aid package passed before the end of the year. Donald Trump back in New York for a civil fraud trial in which he's accused of overvaluing company assets on financial statements. Fox's CB Cotton is there.
Former President Donald Trump continues to say he did nothing wrong. He also says this trial is meant to hurt his run for the White House.
This whole case is a fraud. It's election interference.
Trump is expected to testify Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With technology issues in the forefront, stocks posted solid gains today. The S&P 500 rose 36 points, the Dow Jones Industrials moved up 63, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 193, or 1.4%. After the close, Lululemon reported quarterly results, revenue about in line with analysts' expectations, but the athleisure maker issued a tepid forecast for the holiday quarter, and that has Lululemon shares down 2.1% in after-hours trading. Meanwhile, stock of RH is tumbling 8.5%. The home furnishings retailer's quarterly revenue was below expectations. Starting in about a month, Prime users will no longer be able to use Venmo as a form of payment for purchases. Amazon.com told users that January 10th will be the last day they can use that option to pay for items. In response to that decision, shares of Venmo parent PayPal fell 1.75% today. That's your money now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Window.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Tonight, the Patriots play the Steelers. It feels like Bill Belichick will get traded this offseason, but what about Mike Tomlin? Tomlin has been the head coach of the Steelers since 2007, has won a Super Bowl, never had a below 500 season, but hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Panthers owner David Tepper knows Mike Tomlin from his days with the Steelers. Tepper should call up his old squad and see if they're interested in trading Tomlin to Carolina. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love tonight's matchup. New England-Pittsburgh is a monster, side and total. New England's potent running game, the cornerstone of their success this season, will face a stern test against Pittsburgh's tenacious defense, a unit that has consistently stifled opponents and forced turnovers. New England, Pittsburgh, plus hoops action. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. I love to go 5-0 the season free. New England, Pittsburgh, plus hoops action. Call 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us, a gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Sleigh bells ring.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, the traffic in Santa Rosa County, actually, we'll start there. If you're heading westbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, that was giving us a lot of trouble, though that has died down significantly. However, that downtown Milton traffic, especially if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get into downtown Milton over Blackwater River, is still heavily backed up. As for Pensacola itself, Pine Forest Road is still the worst looking one right now. Traveling north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. We are also seeing some issues at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And on North Davis Highway, at the intersection of North Davis and Olive Road, is looking pretty hectic also.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather forecast right now, it's 58 degrees, fair skies. Cloudy overnight, 53, so not too much cooler. Chance of showers at around 30% tomorrow, otherwise cloudy with a high of 68, 62 overnight Friday night. Showers likely Saturday, 60% chance, 74 for a high Saturday night. That's when looking like the heaviest chance for rain here, 90% chance overnight Saturday with a low of 60, 65, and partly sunny on high with some showers early on Sunday. So that's a look at what's coming down the pike. Taking a look at our national headlines today, a massive storm is set to impact the eastern half of the U.S. this weekend. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, winds, and even snow may affect millions. It'll start taking shape Friday and really gain strength on Saturday, as adverse weather will stretch for more than 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast all the way up to the Canadian border.
And today is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. It's the 82nd anniversary of the attack on Hawaii that brought the U.S. into World War II. On December 7, 1941, the Japanese military made a surprise attack on the U.S. naval base in Pearl Harbor, killing over 2,400 Americans and injuring over 1,100 others.
Also, the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October, still in custody in Portland. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson is being arraigned today on charges of reckless endangerment and endangering an aircraft. His attorney says he was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before the flight.
And the House is investigating three top universities after the institution's leaders failed to explicitly say calling for the genocide of Jews violates their code of conduct. The House Committee of Education and the Workforce announced it opened an investigation into Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania today for what it called rampant anti-Semitism on their campuses by students and faculty.
Yeah, and I saw one of the presidents, I think it was the MIT one, took to social media today to do kind of a, make good video where she's,
damage control,
damage control for sure. And there've been a lot of calls about not only this now with an investigation here, but also more and more calls to resign for these presidents. And I'm not quite sure what's so hard about that saying that, but all right. The House censoring New York Democrat Jamal Bowman today for pulling a fire alarm ahead of a big vote. The chamber voted 214 to 191 to censure Bowman today.
By its adoption of House Resolution 914, the House has resolved that the House of Representatives censures Jamal Bowman, representative from the 16th Congressional District of New York.
He pulled the alarm in a congressional building during a vote to fund the government back in September. If you watch the video of it, it was pretty clear it was intentional. Republicans accused him of trying to delay the vote on the spending bill. He claims he pulled the alarm thinking it would open a locked door in the building.
What? Okay. Yeah, you ain't winning us over with that one, buddy. A Texas mom who is challenging the state's near-total abortion ban has won a temporary restraining order that could allow her to end the pregnancy. Lawyers for Kate Cox argued that the medical exemption in the state law is vague and the doctor worries about a lifetime prison sentence.
This position is not only cruel and dangerous, but it flies in the face of the Texas Constitution, medical ethics, and the laws themselves.
The lawsuit is believed to be the first of its kind in the nation since the Supreme Court last year overturned Roe v. Wade.
Also, in sports headlines tonight, so we got the in-season semis in the NBA, and those are taking place in Las Vegas. So you've got, where is it? The Lakers and the Pelicans. That's the later game, 8 o'clock rather, on TNT. And on ESPN, actually, right now in the first quarter, they started this already. The Bucks and the Pacers, 29-27 Milwaukee right now. So if you're a big Bucks fan, there you go. Feeling good about perhaps seeing LeBron in the first ever in-season tournament final. I think they're just trying to manufacture ways to get LeBron James titles to better cement his resume with Michael. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Big baseball news this week has nothing to do with Shohei Ohtani, though. The Yankees trading for star slugger Juan Soto from the Padres. Hmm. It was just 16 months ago that the Padres traded for him from the Nationals.
I remember
and
that.
So now, yeah, they've moved him on. You know, I saw this, and it didn't click with me, but I think you had a couple weeks ago the owner of the Padres dying.
Really?
And so, the thinking is that, you know, they kind of knew this was coming, and so they went for it with him, dying soon. And so for the last two seasons, you saw the Padres go after Soto. They got Manny Machado, Blake Snell, all these stars to try to, you know, and they got to, it wasn't the World Series, but the NLCS two seasons ago against the Phillies. He got pretty close, but couldn't get it done. So the owner passing away a couple weeks ago, and so now kind of looking like perhaps a trade-off and maybe building a bit more organically moving forward for the Padres. All right, Thursday Night Football, Steelers-Patriots, 7:15 on Amazon Prime. We told you yesterday it is the lowest point total over-under in league history for like 30 years. It was like 1993 was the last time you had a lower point total. Golly. It's 30. So like Wolf of Wall Street, hey, sell me this pen. I've got entertainment options tonight, Austin. I've got Hallmark movies. I've got probably an Elf marathon or Home Alone or something. Sell me on Steelers-Patriots.
Well, the thing is, they say, first of all, it's an AFC rivalry, or at least it has been in the 21st century. But also, they say that defense wins championships, man. This is going to be all defense. By the way, let the record show, I am taking the under today.
I should. Like,
absolutely. I think the Steelers and Pats, it's going to be a competitive game. Just because it's ugly doesn't mean it's a boring game to watch. It could be a lot of chaos, a lot of mistakes, maybe some turnovers here and there from both teams. And once you get down towards the end, it's probably going to be a pretty darn good game. If this is 13-10, if this is 13-10 with like a minute to go, you're going to be glued to your screen, man. Just because it's low scoring doesn't mean it sucks.
I know. But they do suck offensively.
Well, yes, so, the Steelers suck, and the Patriots. Wow, they really suck.
There, it's not a defensive struggle as much as is an offensive struggle.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's very rose-tinted glass for me to look at it as a defensive powerhouse versus another. As you said, they're good defenses, playmaking defenses, but the offenses really stink.
4:45, another check of the roads and weather before health, business, and science news.
Thank you, sir. Looking back at our traffic here in Pensacola, if you, once again, this is a big one. If you're traveling on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 there, driving right towards Plantation Road, expect some issues in that area. Also, if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards Olive Road, so just a little bit ahead of that, expect some issues there as well. That has not lessened as we've been covering it. Also, on Pensacola Boulevard, if if you're traveling northbound, approaching where you merge with North Palafox Street, that is going to cause some issues for you as well. And Pine Forest Road, both north and southbound, looking heavily backed up between I-10 and West 9 Mile. And then lastly, this is the other big one, Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis. That is still backed up also.
All right. Looking at the weather. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 58 degrees right now, 53 overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies. All right, so it's December 7th, 2023, and believe it or not, you've only got 11 days left for the five-day shipping cutoff for the Postal Service.
Wow.
Today, announcing shipping deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas. So December 16th is the cutoff for five-day shipping using Ground Advantage and first-class mail. The 18th to four-day shipping, and you have until the 21st to use the Priority Mail Express one-day shipping option. These do not include Hawaii and Alaska. So if you're shipping stuff
for
to Alaska,
obvious reasons.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Mortgage rates are falling back toward 7% after surging over 8% in October, and that's jump-starting the refinance market. Applications to refinance a home loan increased 14% from the previous week and were 10% higher than the same week 1 year ago. However, applications for a mortgage to purchase a home were 17% lower than a year before.
Also, a Northern California company is making history in the sky. Reliable Robotics launched and landed a plane 2 weeks ago while the pilot controlled it from the ground 50 miles away.
We as a species, we as a nation, possess the capability to put this more advanced level of automation into airplanes. We just need to do it.
That's CEO Robert Rose, who says the 12-minute flight itself was boring, but that's good news. The hope was that it would be uneventful. He says the technology will allow for more safety and autonomy in planes. For now, the focus is on cargo and military aircraft with pilots still in control, just not on board. If this ever in our lifetime comes into play here with commercial airlines and you get word that there is not a pilot in your plane but is controlling it on the ground, do you have any sort of reservation on that? And you're like, hey, I'm good to go.
Well, I think one thing you could worry about from a psychological standpoint is, as far as like pilots, if they're not on the plane with you, they are going to be all the less careful. Wouldn't, at least subconsciously, wouldn't you think? Yeah, because
not my life.
Yeah, I ain't dying. You know, so you could think about that. But also, it's just like when you actually have like physical. There's just some security with that. It's the same thing with like downloading music or having CDs.
Well, you see it in cars now with like the driverless cars in San Francisco. You know,
yeah, no
ride shares.
Like I would not. I don't trust that. I don't trust technology. Technology is like a wild animal. Like you can train it really well, but at the end of the day, you can't. You can't always control it the way you want to. You
like
don't
that.
Know what it's thinking.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, I
do. I
mean, it's like
that's a solid effort
so
out of you on that.
I'll go more in depth with the analogy. If this is a matter of like me trusting a car, it's going to be like, or a plane, it's going to be like me trusting a tiger on the night like Siegfried and Roy went wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we can't have that. My luck's too bad for that.
I gotcha. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate the Festival of Lights beginning tonight at sunset. So I guess that's already started. Holiday celebrates the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem after the Maccabees led a small band of Jews against one of the world's strongest armies. As the story's told, they had only enough oil to last one day, but it lasted for 8 days and eight nights. 4:50, final break here in hour number one. Back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Beret has been there for my family, I feel like, through every milestone. And so when this stage of life started coming up, I just knew that Beret was the only option.
I came in here nervous,
I saw the ring and I was like, yep, I know that's it. That's the one for her. It's beautiful. It's just as special as she is. And it means a lot more than just will you marry me. It's just something that words can't describe.
That was so cute. From all of us at Beret Jewelers,
happy holidays.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Did a lot of talking about the debate last night between the four candidates remaining other than Trump in the Republican field. Also talked to Wes Moreno, the county administrator, about several key items that are going to be on today's county commission meeting, including the new medical examiner's office. Certainly, we spent some time today talking about the fact that it's the anniversary of the horrible attack on Pearl Harbor. And we had a fun, frivolous conversation about how to cut a sandwich or not to cut. Find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Play this yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Was it a different version?
Okay. I guess it must be because I go through our listing, like our
do
song
you,
listing.
You do. So you do play it through your ear to see what song.
Okay. No, if there's Christmas in the title, it's going up.
Okay. And even sometimes when it's not in Christmas songs, then, yes. You do that as well.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like I don't know. I thought it was called something different the other day, but whatever.
Yeah.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here, so we will get our last check of the roads and weather this hour. In Pensacola right now, if you are if you are traveling northbound and southbound on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some backups there, as we so often see. Not only that, but the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street is giving us some issues as well. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway just past Creighton Road, there are some issues there. And the same can be said about if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards Olive Road. And then in Santa Rosa County, this one's actually gotten really bad. If you are coming over Caroline Street, coming on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, that is heavily backed up at the moment. It is backed up all the way to, what's this road here? Richburg Street, I think is what that's called. So if you know anything about Richburg Street, I hope you like it if you're in that area, because you're going to be sitting there for a bit.
We have some changes coming up in the weather. Friday, a little bit warmer. Highs near about 70 degrees with a small chance for rain at about 20%. Saturday, the warm-up continues into the middle 70s, and the rain chance will be higher at about 50 to 60%. A few thunderstorms possible throughout the day on Saturday, too. The highest chance for rain will be Saturday night into Sunday morning, near 100% chance of rain. Even the chance for some stronger storms as a big cold front moves our way Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. 58 degrees right now. Overnight tonight, 53 with mostly cloudy skies. Chance of showers around 30%. Tomorrow should see mostly cloudy otherwise with a high of 68. Pretty interesting new poll question.
Okay.
Would you rather have $1 million right now, or you can earn 3 cents for every step you take? 56% of people actually say they prefer the 3 cents per step. Okay. If you did 10,000 steps a day, that is $300 a day over the course of a year, that's about $109,000. So if you decide to promote a really healthy lifestyle, you can make $100,000 a year, lose a bunch of weight, and yeah, it wouldn't have to stop at $1 million either. So what do you think on that?
I think that's good, because first of all, you are in complete control of how many steps you take. So depending on how much you make that money, or how much money you make in period, is totally up to you. I would also like to know, though, beforehand, how many steps I typically make in a day. Because if I'm stepping around 800 times, then we're gonna be broke.
Right. Well, I mean, it is in addition to your other your job and the money that you can make from working too.
Yeah.
So this is like a stable source of income that, again, as you say, you have complete control over. Yeah, I would have to look that. You know, I've got the Apple Watch on, so I mean, I can look. I 10,000 I think is a little bit for me, just because, you know, I'm sitting in a desk for a long time. Although obviously I try to, you know, get steps in every hour, but I would say I'm probably closer to 5,000 or 6,000, maybe, you know, a little bit less than that. But yeah, you can let us know your thoughts on that. Also, here's some good news. Nothing can spoil Christmas like having presents stolen off your doorstep. But
that's
police
true.
In California have been successful catching porch pirates this season using bait packages. Many of those caught are repeat offenders. Sacramento police put tracking devices inside decoy Amazon packages filled with valuable items. Those caught can face a variety of consequences, depending on how valuable the contents of the packages are. If it's over $950, it's a felony. So if Sheriff Simmons or Pensacola Police are listening, there's a nice idea from our good friends in Sacramento.
Yeah, and a Tampa woman's show of support for a Jewish friend is now a viral trend on social media. Jennifer Marshall is the woman behind Project Menorah. She was talking last month to a Jewish friend in California who said he was worried about putting up a menorah display this year. The massive historic spike in anti-Semitism made him nervous to put a target on his family. Marshall, though, told him she'd put a menorah display in her window, even though she's not Jewish, as a sign of solidarity. When she posted it online, others decided to do the same, and Project Menorah was born.
Very cool story there. 4:59, that'll do it for us for hour number one. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. A 10-minute break for us. We're back for another full rundown in the 5 o'clock hour of everything happening in your world today. Had another bomb threat here locally. Had a bank robbery this afternoon. A lot happening. We'll get you caught up on all the latest.